Pistol set, play action pass, pressure coming, pick, and it's intercepted! Pick. The Panthers get the pick!
Pick! Jay Alston!
Jay
it's
Alston!
It's always Jay Alston!
On a diving interception on a floater. Shotgun set, too wide on the far side on this second and a mile. Five-step drop for Long. Long looks down the near side sideline. Long's into the end zone. It's caught in the end zone for a touchdown.
River Thane.
River Thane with the reception on the go route. And the Panthers take the lead. Shotgun set. One wide on either side. Long takes a snap. Play action. Passes it to Zincone.
Go.
Zincone catches
go.
It. He's touchdown. Got a wide open lane down the field. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Panthers.
Touchdown, Nick Zincone.
Nick Zincone once again showing off his speed on the slant route, getting open, making the catch, and taking it to the house for an 80-yard touchdown run. Start of the second quarter with the Panthers leading at 14-0 and trying to get something going on this third offensive drive of the evening. But, yeah, I mean, like we talked about before, on the defensive front, yeah, Fort Dorchester was able to move the ball a little bit on that third drive, but the Panthers able to bend but don't break and figure out what Fort Dorchester was doing and being able to stuff them.
Absolutely, and now when they have this opportunity on the offensive side of the ball to make it a three-score game, third and 10, right at the original line of scrimmage. I would imagine they're going to go to one of those original schemes that we saw with that post route to Brady McDowell on the opening drive to extend that possession. And I think we're going to see something go to the air down around the middle of the field here on third and long.
Yeah, and that just shows just how dynamic this offense is. You can, this is not your typical Mark Morris offense. They throw the ball a lot too, and they can get yards either on the ground or in the air. Shotgun set, three wide on the far side. Long motion staying over to the far side as well. Takes a snap. He'll roll out to his right. Looks down the field and throws it to the sideline. It is caught right at the first down marker. And I believe they will say Zincone just got enough. And, yeah, they're going to move the chains. He will just get enough for another Tony McAfee State Farm Carolina Forest first down. And perfect comeback route by Zincone, knowing where the marker is and being just ahead of it.
You're absolutely right. The way to sit down, know where that marker is. He fell right on the first down. He didn't give any more, any less. He knew where he needed to be, and he put himself in a perfect position to pick up and move the chains for the Panthers.
Shotgun set, one wide on either side. Long takes a snap, hands off to Fox. Fox finds a lane. He's got a couple men to beat. He tries to break out, and he will get pulled down by... Oh, it's the ball's on the ground. Waiting for the call. Fort Dorchester may have fallen on it.
Looks like the Panthers are going to retain possession, luckily, and on that
they,
ball.
They are going to say that the Panthers were able to fall back on it, and that will be enough for another Tony McAfee State Farm Carolina Forest first down. But a scary moment for Panther fans right there as Jaron Fox lost the handle on it as he was trying to break out of one of those gang tackles that Fort Dorchester is forced to do in order to contain his speed. Shotgun set, one wide on either side. Long takes a snap, hands it off to Fox. Fox this time finds the lane, and he's got... No, he gets tripped up at the 27-yard line. But that will be enough for another Tony McAfee State Farm Carolina Forest first down. They'll mark him down at the 26.5 as Jeff Jefferson is just able to get the shoestring tackle to take him down. If it wasn't for that, Jaron Fox would have had another touchdown.
It looked like he was well on his way, and then he just hits his foot, trips him up, and he falls right at that 26-yard line. Should have probably had that third one by now.
But either way, it's another Tony McAfee State Farm first down. Shotgun set, one wide on either side. Long takes a snap, play action pass this time. He'll throw it into the end zone on a post route. It's just out of the reach of Caden Cole.
looking downfield. A beautiful ball. Just missed the step right at
that
post route.
Actually, that was Nick Zincone, who was the intended receiver. But just by... Nick Zincone is 6 foot. He needed to grow maybe 2 more inches to be able to catch that.
Full extension might have had that one.
Oh, he was fully extended. He just could not. He just didn't quite have the wingspan to make the catch. And looks like there was a penalty. It was a holding call. So either way, even if Zincone would have caught it, it wouldn't have mattered, as the holding call pushes the ball back to the 36-yard line, and it'll be 1st and 20.
That's going to help him sleep a little easier tonight, knowing it was coming back.
Yeah, at least he doesn't feel like he missed an opportunity. Shotgun set, 2 wide on either side. Long throws it on a screen pass out to Granger on the near side, and he will fall forward to the 30-yard line.
Number 7,
and that'll bring up a sec. They'll mark him down. Yeah, they'll mark him down at the 30. So that'll bring up a 2nd and 14.
Looks like he took a little bit of a shot in the backfield, too.
Yeah.
Just bounced right back up, trying to play it off. And that's a tough play back there from Cameron Long.
Cameron Long's a trooper. He'll get hit and just bounce right back up. Shotgun set 3 wide on the far side. Long takes a snap, rolls out to his left, now turns around, throws a screen pass out to McDowell, and McDowell gets walloped after only a gain of maybe 2, and that'll bring up a 3rd and 12.
That's number 11, Brady McDowell with the catch. Tackle
looks like they're ready for that one, read it all up.
Yeah, those screen passes thus far tonight haven't been working very well for the Panthers. May have to remove those plays from the playbook tonight. They'll go 2 wide on either side on this play. 3rd and 12, ball on the 28-yard line. Long takes a snap, play action pass, 3-step drop, looks down the middle of the field, and a wide open Nick Zincone in the end zone for a touchdown. Another perfectly run post route for, oh no, it's actually Brady McDowell this time who makes the catch for the touchdown in the end zone on the slant, on the post route.
That was beautifully drawn up there. We've seen that time and time again so far to start this game in the first half with Brady McDowell just stretching the field, getting up, getting vertical, and making a great play downfield.
Well, and that just shows the dynamism of this offense, as the extra point is up and good, and with 8:22 left to go in the half, it is 21-0 Panthers leading. That just shows the dynamism of this offense. You have to respect Jared Fox's speed and his maneuverability and his elusiveness. And even on a 3rd and long, if you run play action, the linebackers are forced to push up, and as a result, those post routes, you're left wide open in that hole.
It's an offense that just chips away. It can hit you from many different aspects all across the field. You have to account for everybody, and sometimes that's just way too tall of a task for a defense.
Absolutely. As we will keep it right here for the kickoff. Keon Jam puts it on the tee. And he will pooch kick it, field it at the 30-yard line, and hit and push back. They'll say forward progress was stopped.
That's number 6, Devin Gates.
At the 28-yard line. Roman Fisher just trying to get him down, but just pushing him back. There is a flag, however. So we'll wait to see what the call is on the flag. It'll be a holding on the Panthers.
And that defense is walking back pretty far.
Actually, I think it was a personal foul on the Panthers. And either way, it'll push the ball all the way up to the 43-yard line. So some decent field position for Dorchester. And now they're going to go with an interesting heavy set, and the direct snap will be taken down and trying to get something going. Only a gain of one.
Number 14,
Aiden Rutledge, in basically a wildcat situation with multiple big men set up in front of him. And just trying to get something going offensively is for Dorchester. Another interesting heavy set. This time, it's Kyrome Durant who takes the direct snap. And he'll take it to the far side, try to get something going, but he'll get taken down at the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up a 39.
And right now what we're seeing is this defense fly around. They're all over the field. They're hitting everything that comes their direction. They're not letting anything up. This is their fourth possession. They have barely moved the ball past midfield, and they are playing stout physical defense.
3rd and 9 for Dorchester, and again they're going to go with the heavy set. This time with Rutledge in the Wildcat. He'll run it. This time he might throw it. He does. It's lofted up into the air and almost intercepted.
Ball falls incomplete. Bring up on
there it was. It was right there. We said second quarter.
Yeah.
You said Mason Jones. Almost had a combination of the two. Almost came into fruition perfectly.
Yeah, Mason Jones was right there and just could, again, another ball that was just inches out of his reach.
Regardless, this Panthers defense remains stout, and they force the fourth down deep behind the chains.
3 out of 4 drives, they've got the Patriots have gone 3 and out.
That just speaks to this physicality, the discipline, and knowing the assignment when it comes to the Carolina Force side, especially with this defense.
Mid-tag on to punt it away. It'll be a high lofter. The Panthers will let it bounce. And it will roll not quite out of bounds, but will be downed at the 14-yard line. Long Patriot roll for mid-tag, and the Panthers will have a good portion of the field left to drive in order to extend their 21-point lead with 6:45 left to go in the first half. And this Panther offense has been showing just how dynamic they've been on both the passing and running game. This Panther offense throughout the season has been almost completely 50-50. Jaren Fox had 1,400 rushing yards, while Cameron Long threw for 1,600 yards. As that ball will be handed off to Fox, and he'll fall forward. Actually, that will be Christian Bennett coming into the game, and he'll get a gain of 3. And that'll bring up a 2nd and 7.
And that is a split, especially for season-long stats that you do not see very regularly at all for this Carolina Force team.
You've never seen it before this season. It's always been run first. Shotgun set, one wide on either side. Long takes a snap, one step drop, looks near side to Zincone, and it's overthrown. Zincone tried to go up the ladder to make a spectacular catch on the slant route, but just, again, a little too much. Zincone needed to grow another couple of inches on that one again.
Right there on the fingertips, that's another play he's going to want back.
Yep.
Going to be thinking about that one all night long.
I mean, to be fair, he probably would have gotten hit because the defensive back on him, the cornerback, was right there.
Playing tight coverage.
Yes. Shotgun set, one wide on either side. Now long look over to the sideline. Play clock down to 5 seconds. Long Jess gets the snap off, hands it off to Bennett. Bennett finds a lane, but he is pulled down at the 20-yard line.
Number five, Christian Bennett.
Good job
by Chaz Mitchell.
Just staying with Bennett, and for the first time tonight, the Panthers are forced to punt it away.
That was a great job by Fort Dorchester to remain strong, not let anything up, and a four-possession lead, especially heading into the half, would really blow the top off this thing. Great job by the Patriots to try to keep a pulse and stay alive in this game.
Roman Fisher comes out to boot it away, and it'll be a low kick. It'll take a Patriot bounce, and will be downed at the 40-yard line. So Fort Dorchester will have less than half the field to go to try to put their first points on the board this evening. Down by 21 with 5 minutes left to go in the first half.
And that is very favorable field possession.
Absolutely. But for the Panthers, luckily for the Panthers, Fort Dorchester has not been able to move the ball no matter what they've done against this Patriot or against this Panther defense all night. They'll go empty backfield, two wide on either side. Snap, three-step drop, looking, now throws it, and it is well short of anyone, as Adamski once again getting pressure and just having to force it out. And again, another one that could have potentially, if this might have been college or the NFL, that probably would have been called intentional grounding.
It's teetering on that line. It's getting very, very close. Looking for that flag to come out sometime soon, but again, doing a great job with Quillen Johnson and George Hanley to get back there and make that quarterback's job as hard as possible.
And Fort Dorchester again going back to the empty backfield and look for the Panthers to send the house. Snap. They'll throw short, quick pass is caught by Gates, and he'll get pushed back. They'll say forward progression was stopped at the 38-yard line. Drew DeForest on the tackle. He pushed Gates back. And that'll bring up a third and six.
And this right here is going to be a big third down, because if Fort Dorchester wants any momentum, especially heading into the half, you have to do it now. You have ample opportunity at the 38-yard line to be able to try to push it deeper into the Panthers' territory and maybe try to put some points on the board, but this is going to be a big play coming up here for the Patriots.
They'll go pistol. They'll go regular shotgun. Two wide on either side. Snap. Adamski throws it near side. It is incomplete. Trying to get to Lorez Matthews on the near side sideline on an out route. And that'll bring up fourth down. And at this part of the field, especially in high school, you might see Fort Dorchester go for it, and it looks like they may be doing just that.
Definitely seems, especially with the stakes of this game and where they're at in terms of the score, definitely seems like four down territory for the Patriots.
And so, assuming that the defense is able to stop the Patriots right here, you'll probably get the ball with about 4 minutes left to go. Do you try to get another score, or do you kind of just take it into the locker room?
Oh, we're taking another score. We're running up this board. We're getting as many as possible, and we're going to try to field as low as possible if you are for Dorchester.
Shotgun set three wide on the far side. Adamski has to scramble out and throws it on the run, tries to get it to Matthews, but it is incomplete, a little too short. There is a flag, however. And we'll wait to see what the call is. And it's going to be a personal foul, roughing the passer on the Panthers. An unfortunate break for Carolina Forest, as that will move the ball all the way up to the 23-yard line.
Call goes against the Panthers, and that will bring the ball down to the 23-yard
line. I didn't fully see because I was watching the ball, but it looked like the defenders were right on Adamski. So you can't really stop your momentum as you're going forward.
Definitely looked like a close one. Looked like it could have gone either way. They decided they saw enough for the flag, so that's what they're going to call, and gives the Patriots hope here nearing the end of the half.
Shotgun set, bunch deuces on either side. Snap, Adamski looks near side, now steps up into the pocket. Thought he crossed the line at first, but he does complete it, and it is a touchdown for Fort Dorchester, completed to Kerome Durant.
Did look like he got close to that line. He might have had enough to get back and make that completion. Just needs any part of that body behind the line of scrimmage. It looked like
his back end was probably still behind the line of scrimmage, so that's probably why it was not called an illegal forward pass. But either way, Fort Dorchester is able to put their first points on the board this evening. The extra point by Mittag is up and good. And with 3:47 left to go in the first half, Panthers lead it by 14, 21-7 here on the Carolina Fourth Panther Football Network.